are listening to Morning Edition. I'm Brad Aspie. Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And welcome again, Mary.
Hello, Brad.
Now, one of the most prominent constellations in the evening sky is Bootes. Is that the way to pronounce that?
Bootes.
Bootes, with the bright star Arcturus. Now, what stories belong to this part of the sky?
You know, this part of the sky, as all of the sky, is really, really rich with story. And Bootes is a constellation that can be found if you can first find the Big Dipper. Now, the easy thing about this is that the Big Dipper and the bright star in Bootes, Arcturus, these are some of the first things to show up in the evening sky, just as it starts to get dark. So you find the Big Dipper overhead, and then you'll notice the handle of the Dipper. It forms an arc. If you follow that arc to the east, well, really to the south and the east, then you come to the bright star Arcturus. Arcturus is the second brightest object in the evening sky right now after the planet Venus. So arc to Arcturus, and Arcturus is the bright star in the constellation Bootes.
So how about Venus?
Well, Venus is our evening star right now. About 45 minutes after sunset, you can see Venus in the west. Now, Venus is just to the side of the constellation Gemini, the twins. And you really can't see the stars of the twins because the sun is there. The sun is setting with the twins, but this is what really starts to set up the story. So we've got the Gemini twins, you have the sun in that region, and there's the story of Apollo. Apollo is the offspring of Zeus, and he has a twin sister, Artemis. And where Apollo is related to the sun, Artemis is related to the moon. Apollo gets very upset with Zeus because Zeus has slayed Aesculapius. Aesculapius is Apollo's son. And so as retaliation for this, Apollo then slays the Cyclops that created the thunderbolt that Zeus used to slay his son. And it seems like it gets confusing, but this is part of what's happening in this season where we have these raging thunderstorms and lightning bolts.
Okay.
For the Greeks, this was Zeus wielding his power and Apollo taking revenge. And what happens is because Apollo slays the Cyclops, he is sentenced to a year of servitude to a mortal human being. He chooses Admetus. Admetus is a king and a shepherd, and he's known for fairness and hospitality and justice. And because Apollo likes him so well, he multiplies his bounty by making every one of his cows have twins. So we have this repeating image of twins. Apollo is a twin with Artemis. We have the Gemini twins, which is where the sun is right now. And then we have the cows of Admetus giving birth to twins. So there's this wonderful celebration of bounty, but unfortunately for Admetus, and Admetus can be likened to Arcturus because he's a shepherd or he's a cow herder. The constellation that Arcturus belongs to is known also to be the herder of the great bears. So you can see all these different stories kind of gathering in this part of the sky. But what happens with Admetus, he falls in love with Alcestis. And with the help of Apollo, he's able to win her hand in marriage. And he's so happy in his love that he asks the fates to give him a reprieve on the day of his death. And they grant this reprieve, providing he can give them someone to take into the underworld in his stead. And he foolishly thinks that his parents will gladly, because they're old, and that they'll give their lives for him to live forever in happiness with his wife. But instead, it's his wife who chooses very nobly to take his place in his fate with death instead. So you would think that, you know, beginning of summer, this is not the greatest story, but actually it does have a happily ever after. The hero Hercules, who's also appearing in the night sky, just next to Arcturus and Bootes, Hercules also recognizes the goodness of Admetus, and he goes into the underworld. He's able to retrieve Alcestis from her tomb and bring her back.
Okay, more about the ancient tales, lightning, slayings, etc.?
Yeah, so when we're looking in the night sky, If you don't know the constellations, it can seem very confusing to understand how the ancients were reading what they saw there. But the constellations themselves, the ancients saw patterns, and they saw gestures of their divine spiritual beings. And these gestures were not only in the positions that the fixed stars took, but it was also in the rhythm and the movement of the planets. It was also in the weather patterns that we experienced. So we have the lightning bolt that's used by Zeus to slay Aesculapius, And then we have Apollo, the sun god, who then slays the forger of the lightning bolt, which is the Cyclops. Then we have Venus as our evening star, hanging out in the region of the twins. We have Apollo as a twin. We have the Gemini twins. We have the cow twins. Then you've got Arcturus, who is a shepherd, just as Admetus is a shepherd. We have Hercules entering the story to help Admetus win his love back. So all of this is beautifully displayed in the evening sky. So when you are looking for a story in this season, you can just kind of lay back and look up and imagine yourself as an ancient Greek reading what's overhead.
Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And thank you again, Mary.
Thank you, Brad.